Hello, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Yes.
Hi, Darren. It's Jesse with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, Jesse.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. What's up?
Okay. So I was just following up with that Google business profile that I kind of created with you. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Have you by any chance gotten a postcard in the mail yet with a PIN verification?
Well, Jesse, that's funny that you asked, because Ivan from someone, I think it was from Ivan from Google, just asked me the same question, and no, I did not receive anything in the mail at 228 West.
What? Yeah, so Ivan works on your account. So he's with Local Splash. So he's the one working on your Google guaranteed account.
Oh, okay.
He just wanted me to follow up with you because, I don't know, he was saying that you didn't maybe remember us setting that up. But sometimes it takes a couple of weeks. So it's only been what, like, well, I guess it's been close to a couple of weeks now.
Well,
So it's fine. Just keep a lookout for that Google PIN verification. So basically, it'll be a 6-digit PIN code that you'll get in the mail. If for some reason you don't get it by next week, then do you mind just if we try setting it up again? Would that be like too much of an inconvenience?
Well, I think Ivan just submitted for a new PIN. He's already
Okay.
He just said, I'm just going to submit for a new one. So he said, be on the lookout in about 3 days.
Okay.
So,
okay. No problem.
Yeah.
I'll let you know, if for some reason, I don't know, it's not good or anything, whatever it may be, I'll just follow up with you next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And so I just got an email, maybe you can see it, but something about I already had a Google business profile already exists for my business, which is maybe something I created back in 2017 when I started the LLC, but, you know, didn't really do anything with it until now. And so, you see, and evidently they're asking me, if you do not have access to your Google business profile, please contact us immediately. And this is from Local Splash. So, can you see that, and can you help me with that?
Oh, it says it was from Local Splash, the email did?
Yeah, I just got an email from Local Splash support. Please read thoroughly. This is a critical step in getting your business right time. And it says, in the process of creating a Google business profile for you, we discovered a Google business profile already exists. So, where's that at?
Let me follow up, and I'll probably reach out to you early next week, okay, and see what's going on. And Ivan might reach out to you before that. I'm just talking with him right now to figure out what that means, because I'm not completely sure what that means.
Can I ask you, where are we in the process as far as the background check and the reviews? Because I have requested reviews. Can you see if anyone has sent any in?
Let me check.
Oh, you do have access to that. Good.
Well, I'm not necessarily to your reviews. I'm just looking at your account to see. Hold on, where everything is. Okay.
And so let me ask you this. With the minimum budget, the minimum allowed monthly budget of $480-something, okay, does that guarantee me that I'm going to get that many calls, which is, let me see, let me do the math on that.
487 divided by $37 a call.
So that's about 13 calls a month.
Yeah, 13. So the minimum monthly is for 13. You can always add more to that, Darren, but you just can't have any less than that. So, and again, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily paying for 13 every month unless you're taking on all 13. So it's just, I think I explained it to you like this. I don't know if you've ever had a prepaid credit card where basically, you pay, $300 into the credit card, and every time you swipe it, you pay back into it the following month. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so it's kind of like that. So you have to have that balance on there. But if you use one lead after the first month, then the next month you would only pay that lead cost. So just for that one lead, the remaining balance would roll over into the next month.
Okay. Okay. So it rolls over.
Yes, it rolls over.
Okay. Well, I hope it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm super excited we're getting this up for you, and you're responsive. You're going to get everything going, you know, in good timing. Because I mean, the biggest thing, like, really. So, Darren, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but basically, while I was on vacation, they changed having a Google Business profile. So I wasn't aware that that was something that we had to do when I signed you up, which is why I needed to do that with you and getting that signed up. Because the problem we were having was people were not getting the reviews. So it was taking forever, you know, like 8 weeks, and people still hadn't gotten any of the reviews. And having those reviews is super critical to getting your the Google guaranteed account up. So that was, you know, the only thing. But other than that, since you're actually submitting the reviews and doing the process, everything will go smoothly, and you'll start getting those jobs coming in very, you know, when you're ready, of course.
Right.
Because I know,
okay,
we're not setting you up until the first, right, of January.
And so when the customer is, when they click on me, do they necessarily want to see all of my pricing on my page, or do they usually call for pricing? I mean, should I put it this way? Should I put pricing up front so that they can see on my page or my site?
On your website?
Well, no. I mean, when they click on my page on Google, where does it take them?
So when they, so basically, Darren, now, you're on your phone right now, right?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, put me on speakerphone.
Okay. Oh, well, and then, you just turned down a little. Let me turn it back up.
Okay. So just, in your area, search HVAC, HVAC.
Okay. On my computer.
No, just do it on your phone. It's just easier
On my phone. So just go to, okay. HVAC contractor?
HVAC is fine. You can, either
okay.
One.
HVAC near me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think it picked you up also.
It
HVAC near me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not, I'm gonna have to type it in. Yeah, HVAC repair near me, or just HVAC near me?
Either one is fine. It doesn't really
matter.
Okay.
Okay, choose a business, Google guaranteed.
Okay, there you go. So you see those businesses, how they have the little green check mark, right? Just press on one of them, okay? Basically, what the client is going to do is they're going to be able to call you, sometimes people have that they can email, but the calls are recorded, right, through the Google Guaranteed program. So there's nowhere on this page that they can actually, that you can list prices, but that is one of the things that actually qualifies a lead. So if somebody is asking about a price or setting an appointment with you, typically, you know, I would say most contractors in general, what they'll do is they won't give a price over the phone. They'll actually see the job first, you know. I don't know if that's how it works, you know, in HVAC. I'm not sure, but
And you're right. I mean, anybody should call and talk to somebody. And I, you know, for big jobs, of course I'd have to go, but I was talking about pricing, like, for service calls, because a lot of people shop like that. You know, some companies have a $25 service call, and others have a $100 service call. But, you know, for me, it's $100, but that $100 covers most easy fixes, clogged drains, clogged filters, or something real simple. You know, that $100 usually covers all that. I won't bill separate for labor, and then the service call, like some people do, you know. But anyway, I was just curious. I mean, and I'm gonna probably price, you know, relative to the distance that I have to drive also. You know, the closer it is to home, you know, if it's right around the corner, then I won't charge as much. So I really have flexible pricing, I would say.
Okay.
You know.
And you know what, Darren, with anything leads are, you know, obviously it has a little bit to do with your ability to be able to close it. But you're a super personable guy. You know, I know that you won't have any problems closing your leads, at all. You know, I wouldn't have suggested it to you if I thought you would, you know, you would have a problem. So Ivan is just saying, just to follow the directions to the email that was sent. So, I'm not sure, what does the email say? Maybe I could help you out with a little bit, you know, with that right now.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure, who sent it. And can I just forward it to you?
Well, I mean, yeah, but, I need to get back,
it's saying something about I already had a Google business profile and I need to.
Does it give you like directions on how to find that?
Yes, it does. It's got 1 through 8. It does give me directions and okay. I need to sit down. You know, I was just asking if somebody can go in and just, you know, click something and make it go away, that'd be great.
No. So, well, we just need access to that Google business profile. So, you know, if you have any problems with it, you know, just give me a call and, I'll see what I can do to help you out. Okay. You have my extension still, right?
If you send it to me in a text, I have it.
Do you want me to send it again?
Yeah, send it again because I need to put you in my contacts. That way when you call, I'll know it's you and I'll be able to find you. Okay, there it is. I got it.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay. So, yeah, if you're having any problems with that, just give me a call and I'll see what I can do to kind of try and help out and get that fixed, okay?
Great. Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Jesse.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye, Darren.
Bye-bye.